the leaky third floor. At the end of the third floor hallway was a large yellow door that opened to a schoolroom, like a regular old L.A. Unified School District classroom, except so much brighter and warmer and sweeter. A hallway from its side led off to over a dozen more rooms. To its right was the nursery, and on the walls of the nursery and the rest of the hallway was the most unusual wallpaper. At first, Leroy thought that his eyes were playing tricks on him, for the more he stared at the pattern, the more he detected animals and people that seemed to actually move, as though they were animated or real. You might not believe it, but he would swear he saw a most funky monkey wink at him and then turn a cartwheel. For the babies in the nursery, mostly, explained Lynn, as if animated wallpaper were just another ordinary part of any house. We call it the leaky floor because, you know, the diapers. Lynn gave her little enchanting smile once again. Otherwise, the third floor was almost identical, except that one of the bedrooms was Mrs. Wobble's, and where one of the other bedrooms had been on the previous floor was a room Lynn called the Rumpus Room. "What kind of a rumpus?" asked Leroy. "A wild one," said Lynn flatly. "What other kind is there?" Lynn also pointed to the room closest to the stairs and said, "That one's yours." The boys quickly set their stuff down and headed back to the stairs, but not before getting a fully packed case of the creeps from all the strange and spooky decorations. What next?